This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? Good Wednesday. What's going on?
Love Wednesday.
You guys doing?
Love. And it's sunny outside?
Yeah, for one more day.
What are we doing?
Maybe two.
Can we have nice days, or then we have to like be like, thanks a lot, Obama, global warming?
But we've had nice days.
Yeah, can we just enjoy it? Can we not?
We did.
Are we on to thanks Biden yet? Or are we still doing the thanks Obama thing?
Obama has a better ring to it, but yeah, I mean.
I agree.
Yeah. We want to blame Obama for everything.
Yeah. It's just funner. I mean,
Biden is just a byproduct of that damn Obama.
Exactly.
Well, although we blame the eggs on Biden, right? The egg prices?
No,
well, he was
that's
a puppet.
Obama.
Oh, was that
he
still
was a
Obama?
Puppet.
Okay.
He's not even running it.
Puppet.
You know.
Puppet.
Except now everyone's coming out with what is it? Now that like Diddy's been arrested and like Jay-Z's been accused, everyone's coming out now with like the most like salacious, unprovable. I was at a party 10 years ago and saw, but I didn't take part. I just saw. I was disgusted. Didn't say anything for 10 years, but like Larry Johnson was making the rounds, and so now we're just we're throwing shade at everyone. I love it. It's wild accusation time.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you haven't seen any of this stuff?
No, I just.
Oh, it's good times.
It's the latest in the unsavory Diddy storyline, and Jay-Z's now caught up in this as well.
Jay-Z's caught
what
up
he
into
did.
It?
Well,
Beyonce,
there's been a civil suit filed against him that says he and Diddy together acted inappropriately towards a 13-year-old female.
Larry Johnson. Remember the running back, Larry Johnson?
The running back.
The Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah.
Penn State. He's making the rounds now.
What happened to him?
Nothing. He's accusing all the Hollywood elites.
Oh, he's just out there saying, interesting.
Yeah, he's saying that he knew all about this. He didn't say anything. Oh, yeah, dude. That goes for that.
You know what? Penn State, that's very on brand for knowing about it, saying anything.
Not saying a thing.
Wait, he's saying he knew all about that?
Yeah, he's saying he was at a bunch of parties and he saw, like, Beyonce.
Boy,
and,
he must be a Paterno man.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's naming names. He's saying, like, Beyonce was, like.
But I had this information the whole time. I just now brought it to light.
Yeah, the clip I saw today, he was on. I think he was on with Whitlock. I think it was.
Whitlock has a show?
Whitlock has a show. And so, Larry, I kid you not, it was like...
They'll give anybody a show.
Dude, it was like 4 minutes, and I'm telling you, it was a wild ride. So first off, I was like, Larry Johnson? And I was like, hey, what's that guy been up to? So he's telling this story about how he was at a party, and then out of nowhere, a bunch of kids showed up. Like, in the middle of the party, like, a bunch of 13-year-olds just came walking in, and how Beyonce was like, isn't this sexy? And then Larry Johnson said... the liquor took hold, so I had to get out of there. And so he just left. I was like, wait a minute. So you're partying. You're sitting down next to Beyonce. Bunch of kids came out. You don't remember anything after that because the liquor took hold, but you know you got out of there. And then he started talking about, like, like Satan, and then like how that leads to like bestiality. It was a hell of a ride, man. It's like 4 minutes of the most insane clip I've ever seen. And I was like, is this a sports thing? But yeah, it's we're just throwing out wild accusation now, which I'm all here for, because that's what this show is all about, is wild accusations.
I didn't want to say anything, but I have to now.
Yeah. That party years ago, huh?
You were at those parties.
But you were there too.
No, I wasn't.
But you didn't do anything.
No, I wasn't there. I just knew of them. It was when we went to LA for
Rose Bowl, right?
Rose Bowls. Shows. Yeah. Big Sook was at Diddy parties.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I was at those parties, but I got really drunk and then I left.
So Jay-Z, is that true, or
it's a civil suit has been filed against him. So it has not been proven yet. That's the allegation.
What is Bebe saying?
Well, according to Larry Johnson, she's like all about it.
Because this kind of hurts a little bit.
Yeah, it does hurt a little bit. Oh. I just been like, I love now that like, it is the Penn State thing. I kept quiet about this for 15 years, but now, I'm here to tell you what I saw.
I can confirm all this is happening. I just wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, because Whitlock was saying that he was at parties too, and that he was offered up children as well, but like he was like, no.
He just left that to the cooler people.
He has morals.
He's got morals. But then after he turned it down, then he wasn't invited to any more of the cool parties.
I wonder how insecure you must be.
To start throwing that out there?
Well, yeah. You have to be really, 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 really insecure to go on your show and say that you were at Diddy parties because you want people to think you are someone. Mm. You know?
Yeah, but you were at the party, but you didn't do anything.
Well, of course you have to say that. I mean, everybody's going to say that. Even Diddy is saying that. I'm just saying, like, you think about that. He has a show, and he goes on it, and he like, why would you put yourself at a Diddy party? But he is so in need of people's validation that he is someone, he has to tell them that he was invited to a Diddy party. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
But oh my God, like child rape happened at Diddy parties. He doesn't care. He needs you to know that he was at this very highfalutin party.
And he was like the
good grief.
The best part is the clip that I saw from the Whitlock show, the title was, Did Beyonce Attempt to Groom NFL Running Back? But hey, I'm here to tell you, Larry Johnson was strong enough to not say anything, but also leave. Because, again, the liquor took hold.
The other allegation is that Jay-Z groomed Beyonce. There's the belief that they met when she was a minor. Mm. And they never really talk about how they met because it was at a time when they wouldn't have been allowed to have met.
So Jay-Z groomed Beyonce. Beyonce groomed Larry Johnson. But Larry Johnson was like, nah, too strong.
It's a human centipede of pedophilia.
Yeah. Yeah, so
Jay-Z's 55.
Yeah.
Bebe's 43.
Okay.
So he is 12 years her older. Hmm. That could entirely be well, how long have they been together?
Couldn't tell you. Don't know. But there was another Larry Johnson. Like, it just was interesting because I had a buddy of mine send me something about Larry Johnson, too. That I think Larry Johnson's claiming that NFL people are trying to kill him. We may now have
Do we care what Larry Johnson says?
Is he doing
a
Chandler Jones
thing?
I'm thinking Larry.
This is like Danica Patrick. Eye roll, move on.
Larry Johnson may be becoming the new insane former athlete.
What's 43 minus 24?
43 minus 24, 19.
Yeah, 19. So she would have been. So they're saying she was 19.
Okay.
At the time.
So this is all true.
But that seems, I don't know. I think they're whitewashing it for internet's sake, you know? Like, why would internet tell me that they met when she was 16?
I don't know.
You know, they're not going to tell me that. They're going to change it so that I feel that it's all on the up and up.
Oh yeah. So this is
the deep state.
This is why it someone sent it to me, because I said, my buddy sent me this thing about Larry Johnson. This was like a month ago, and then I saw this today. This is from October. Johnson says that the NFL is trying to kill him so that he doesn't expose the league's top secrets. So that's going on.
So why wouldn't you just tell the top secrets before they kill you? Like when you're on a
quit.
National
well, because then
TV
they'll
show.
Kill you.
Then they'll kill you.
You idiot.
Yes.
Don't you see how this works?
Yeah.
What are you, a moron?
Yes.
So I just, Larry Johnson's out there doing some stuff right now. And I don't know why, but I find it fascinating when like Danica Patrick is into like lizard people. And now Larry Johnson is like, exposing satanic secrets. I'm fascinated how seemingly normal people go down these paths. I don't know why. That was at the top of my head. I don't even know how we got on that.
Well, who cares?
The Jay-Z thing came up on Inside the NBA last night.
Why?
Well, it came up accidentally because of Kenny Smith, and Chuck was really quick to shut it down.
You think Jay-Z or
probably not a good time right now. You're silly, man. You're silly, man.
Yeah, everyone ever now
probably not a good time.
And things like getting brought
Shaq
up.
Shaq had to get up and walk off of the set because he couldn't handle it.
Well, and someone else on one of the shows, they were talking about Bill Belichick, who's going to be the next coach at North Carolina. And they were like, how is Bill going to recruit teenagers? And one of the gals on the shows was like, what are you talking about? Bill has proven he can recruit teenagers.
Look at his girl.
And immediately everyone was like,
Well, how old is she?
I think she's like 22. 24. Something like that. 23 or 24.
Yeah, okay. Maybe she wants to take some classes.
That was actually one of the first tips that he was going to take the job. Someone noticed that she started following a bunch of UNC athletics Instagram accounts. And they're like, oh, connect the dots.
Where did she go to school? Or is she still in?
I don't know.
I don't know. No one knows.
She followed North Carolina nutrition. So I think she's into that, maybe.
I follow that, too. It's a good follow.
Do you?
I just love that. I just love that Bill Belichick is about to be the leader of men.
That's right. Young men.
All I can think about is
the mermaid picture.
I just think about, the back to school with Rodney Dangerfield. I just picture Bill in a hot tub with a bunch of co-eds. Just out there living the life.
Do you think this is his whole ploy?
Just to be around the
He's like,
the
this girl's 24. She's a little too old for me. I have to get into the college ranks. How am I going to do that? I know. I'll get a college football coaching job. He's going to be the next Larry Eustace.
Yeah, I was going to say, word for Larry. Larry was out there parting with co-eds.
Oh, Larry it did not Eustace. Work.
Well, it did for
it
a little
It did not
bit.
Work for Larry.
He was a good coach.
He was a good coach, but he also got turfed because he was partying with the co-eds at Iowa State.
Bill's 72, about to be 73. He can only be there for like 3 years.
That's
he just has to white-knuckle it for a little bit.
Very true. He does his thing for a couple of years, and then the proverbial co-ed photo comes out.
Yeah.
He gets fired, and Steven takes over.
Exactly.
It's all part of the plan.
He doesn't even get fired. You know what he does? He gracefully steps down but admits no wrongdoing. It's time to move on. Like Vince McMahon in the WWE, just kind of slides away. Stevie slides in. I'm telling you, that's Bill apparently had like a 400-page Bible that he gave to North Carolina. That's probably in the back of the Bible.
I bet it's in there, yeah. He probably has a whole 100 pages dedicated to his co-ed scouting department that he's going to form.
The memes are great because my favorite Bill meme is the one where he's at the combine with the binoculars and he's like looking. There's so many good Bill on Sorority Row, Bill during rush week, just out there scouting it. And if you're Jordan Hudson, who's the girlfriend, aren't you a little nervous?
Yeah, I think you would be.
I mean.
Yeah, I think you would be.
And she is 24 now. I think she was obviously a lot younger when they met. You got to wonder, have you aged out a little bit? Like, this is a whole new crop that Bill's going to be around.
I don't know. When you're 70, how old's Bill? 72?
72, almost 73, I think.
When you're 72, isn't there a big difference between 24 and, say, 20 when you're 72?
I would think so.
Yeah.
But he didn't date her when she was 24. No, man. They met when she was much younger.
I think she was 22, right?
Yeah, and he's out there casting the mermaid fishing pole out there.
I just think about him in that fisherman's outfit on the beach every time now. It's just
Bill's going to be out there in North Carolina with that Gordon
for
fisherman's
Halloween
outfit
photos.
Throwing that baited hook into Sorority Row just to trolling.
Don't you have to respect Bill for not giving a rip?
He's got range, man.
Like, it's amazing. Does not. It's funny. I was trying to think of other people that have girlfriends that young that are that old.
Yeah.
And it would be this big, salacious
story. Dude, Tom Brady wouldn't have a girlfriend that young.
Belichick just leaned right into it. Yeah. Like, he does not care.
No. You knew that Bill gave zero Fs when that when the ring camera came out of him.
The shirtless photo?
Just shirtless. Yes. Out. He's like, what? Huh?
Well, that was him. Wasn't he sneaking out of?
Yes.
Was that her house or was that somebody else's house?
It was. They were together, but yes, that was an evening together, and he's just out there shirtless, like what, huh? And then when he posted, or I guess she posted, the Halloween trolling, the mermaid, that was Bill planting the flag. He went to the middle of the horseshoe, planted that damn flag, and was like, that's right, Ohio State, deal with this.
I'm not doing this behind people's backs. I'm doing it right in front of your faces.
Right in front of you. plan the flag. That fishtail, yeah, that's mine. Whoa,
planning the what?
The flag.
Flag, yes, flag.
But I'd say, no. Yeah.
That's what he said.
That
flag.
It was close.
Flag. Yeah, flags.
Flag. Close.
You know how we love our flags. And Bill planted his. Right in that mermaid tail.
Did you see planting a flag could soon be a felony?
Yeah.
Felony. Yeah.
Boy, you guys, slow down.
There's a lot going on. What's our Wednesday show?
I know.
Man?
We're so excited.
Just teasing.
All right. We will get to that because it should be a felony. Wait. No, it shouldn't.
Bill, suggesting it is as a felony should be a felony.
Bill's out there recruiting the Omega Moose.
Hell yeah.
That text got me. God bless whoever
Vic,
that was.
Or the text line calling him Chapel Bill.
I couldn't be any happier about this.
Do you think that the North Carolina cheerleading tryouts will be the largest ever?
I think so.
Because I mean, I do too.
You got Bill's worth a lot of money.
Exactly. You know, and he's old.
Yeah, you got.
He may be done within the next.
Yeah, you got to get. You got to get in.
Do you think his current girlfriend is threatened?
100%.
Yes,
she has to be stressed. It wouldn't shock me one bit if we, once Bill's on campus, that it comes out that they've mutually parted ways. And that Bill, he's focusing on other things.
All of
right
a sudden,
now.
She's dating Mac Brown.
What a heel. That would be so great.
What's Steve Spurrier up to?
Hey, you know, North Carolina actually got younger.
Did they really?
Yes.
What's Mac Brown?
He's like 93.
Oh, my God.
He is not 93.
I know. He's 70. I think 75, they said.
Oh, yeah.
They got younger.
He's 73.
They wanted to get younger at the head coaching
they
position.
They did.
They
got younger. Good for North Carolina.
By a year.
Well.
Hey, that is, we didn't say by how much. We just
the right
said
direction.
They needed to get younger and someone that was more relatable, and they got Bill Belichick.
All right, well, that's the subject of our poll question. We'll get to that next on The Fan. All right, well, we're merely filler until the NBA Cup semifinals quarterfinals get underway tonight.
Day two of the quarters.
So we're just going to try to hold on until you guys get to turn that on.
I mean, Hawks, Knicks, let's go.
Which is, I think, in 30 minutes or so.
That's right.
Hey, Carl Anthony Towns with 13 straight double-doubles, man.
Oh.
The NBA.
Well, anyway.
What?
Poll question time. On X at 1080 The Fan, yesterday we asked you, which college football playoff first-round underdog will win outright? 59% of you voted for Tennessee at Ohio State.
It does feel like a lot of people are pointing that, just because I think the idea the last time we saw Ohio State was the fight and just how bad they looked against Michigan. And,
be careful with the whole the last time we saw a team, because you know who has made billions, and I do mean billions on that notion? Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay, we always do this. We look at the last time we saw a team, and we totally forget that Ohio State's pretty damn good.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, before going into that game, we thought it was a foregone conclusion that they would win, and they would probably be the favorite in the tournament.
Yeah.
So let's so slow down on that. But 59% think, and that's probably true. Tennessee's probably of the four teams that are on the road. They're probably the one that is most capable of pulling off an upset, no matter who they're playing.
Yeah.
So they're at 59%. Indiana at Notre Dame, 29%. Only 6% say SMU, Penn State, and Clemson at Texas.
I just don't know if anyone has any sort of faith whatsoever in SMU. And watch SMU do it, because you shouldn't have faith in Penn State. But again, this goes back to the perception of the last time we saw Penn State, they were pushing Oregon to the wire. And a lot of people thought that wasn't going to be a great game, and that Penn State's offense never shows up in big games. And then we watched SMU get nicked by a Clemson team that I think most people all year assume that Clemson kind of sucks. And it's just, you know, somehow found a way to back their way in. But, you know, I just nothing would surprise me. We get to this point. I know everyone's talking about, you know, oh, where your draw is and this matchup and that matchup. But you just can't rely on chalk. How many times this week how many times this year in college football did we look towards the end of the season and we say this isn't a great week? And as long as chalk holds up, and it didn't. We saw all kinds of strange crap, and yet somehow we get to the tournament and we just assume that all the favorites are going to roll through. And I don't buy it.
I agree with you.
You know, whether that's Texas, whether that's Georgia, just there's going to be some people here that get kneecapped, and we're going to sit there and be like, we didn't see this coming. But it's the same thing can be said in the NCAA tournament. It's just chalk doesn't hold up.
Well, I think there's two different things there. One is what you just said, but the other is also that towards the end, you do expect the favorites to be there, much like you do in the NCAA tournament. And that's still true.
Sure.
I mean, I think everybody expects Oregon. I think there's the big four this year. Although it's interesting with Georgia now without Carson Beck, but I think it's Georgia, Oregon, Texas, and Ohio State. Well, those are the big four, and I think most people expect a couple of those teams to be in the final.
Sure. The one thing that also I think could lead to, it's not the only thing, but one of the big reasons why I think this could be a kind of a topsy-turvy sort of tournament here, and why I do think if you're an Oregon fan, this feels pretty good for you. Because when you look at quarterback play, it's the most important position. When we go into the NFL, a lot of times it just boils down to, do you trust the quarterback that you have? It's why we really don't believe in Minnesota, right? It's really why we don't believe in Pittsburgh. You look at the favorites in the NFL, right? Kansas City.
And I would like to say, for the record, I believe in Pittsburgh.
You believe in Pittsburgh?
I do.
I don't. I think there's a ceiling on their offense. But, you know, for the most part, we just look at quarterback play. And when we look at quarterback play in this tournament, so we've got Klubnik versus Ewers. You know, take your pick. That's a coin flip because both of them at times this year have looked beyond average. And for Texas, I don't even think they want Quinn Ewers. I think most Texas fans want to see Arch. And then you get into Tennessee. Dude, Will Howard, again, going back to that Michigan game, dude, they tried to work around Will Howard. Tennessee has a freshman that no one has any sort of faith in. And then you look, well, Indiana has Rourke, who actually is really good. He may be one of the most trustworthy ones in there.
This is a good question. Who is the second best quarterback in the college football playoff? Assuming Gabriel being number one.
Assuming Gabriel number one. And this is my point, is like, if you're Oregon, you feel really good because it's Dylan Gabriel, and then I think it's a huge step down.
I mean, this is a topic for another day because we got to get to today's poll question, but it's worth asking why we aren't more confident about Oregon winning at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, what is holding us back from thinking the Ducks should take care of it? And again, nobody's counting their chickens before they hatch.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm looking at all the teams. It's
why?
Is it freaking Sam Levitt?
Well, it might be Sam Levitt.
It might be Sam Levitt. Yeah,
that's a great call.
Westland's very own.
I actually think, but anyway, we'll talk about that some other time in terms of the Ducks winning it all. I don't know what holds us back from thinking that they should win this. It's quite teed up for them. But anyway.
But you see what I'm saying?
Like, back to the quarterback question. I think Buck is right. It might be the Westland kid. Hmm. Sam Levitt is really good. Well, and then Rourke has been very
been
good.
Great. And Riley Leonard at Notre Dame is a guy that has a lot of starts. Again, not throwing the ball, but he runs around a little bit. But they don't really rely on him. It's more of a run game. You know, Drew Aller?
No, he's not the second.
He looked pretty good against Oregon.
What about the kid from SMU?
Yeah, Kevin Jennings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but again, he's more of an athlete. He's good, but even he wasn't a starter at the beginning of the year.
Well, I mean, you probably have to say that it's yours.
Probably.
But he's not playing like it.
No, and I don't think he's really played it all year.
He did last year.
He did last year, but it's...
But then he got hurt, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or did he?
What, this year? Yeah, he got...
No, last year.
No.
Last year he was really good. I thought he was better last year than this year.
I think you can make a strong case for that.
I thought he got hurt.
I don't think he got hurt.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, in a vacuum, you're right, don't you kind of feel like Sark would start Levitt over Ewers? Like, you know, if he knew the system,
I don't know.
Just in a vacuum?
I don't know what's going on with Arch. I just know that he's been benched.
You mean Ewers?
Yeah, with Ewers. He's been benched once already this year, and they brought him back. It just feels like for a team as good as Texas, I don't think they have a lot of faith in Quinn Ewers. And I think you go up and down this tournament, and I just would expect better quarterback play from the final 12 teams.
I know.
And if you're Oregon, I think you're sitting there just being like, dude, we have the best quarterback, and it's by a mile. And everyone else has shown moments. I mean, Will Howard has shown moments. Drew Aller has shown moments. I would say consistently it's been Rourke at Indiana, but they haven't played anyone, and the one team they did play was Michigan, and they didn't put up many points.
Klubnik's been pretty good.
Yeah. But again, I go back to the beginning of the year, he was terrible. They only put up, I think, 14 against South Carolina. Now, they did get it rolling, and he's a big five-star kid. They got it rolling in the middle of the year, but they got it rolling against, you know, a bunch of slappies. The same thing with Indiana.
I think Sam Levitt is the second best quarterback in the playoff. I do. I he's good, dude.
I kind of think so too.
He's
and again
it.
Though, like, who has Arizona State played?
If yeah, fair.
I mean, but you could say the same thing about him as you would with like Rourke.
I mean, a lot of people expected a drop off because they last weekend because they lost their top receiver.
Yeah,
and like, there was no drop off, and like a lot of that was Scataboo. Yeah. But
I'm saying Levitt's thrown for 2,600 yards, 24 touchdowns, 5 picks.
Yeah.
And like Kevin Jennings, who's the SMU quarterback, same thing, 3,022 and 8.
Yeah, they all kind of have
all kind of right in that.
They all kind of have about the same stats.
They're just there.
But when you watch them, they're kind of all a little bit up and down. Even Carson Beck this year, if you want to throw him in there.
Oh, he was a turnover machine.
The one guy who's not really been up and down at all is Gabriel. He's had a few red zone problems, but nothing major.
No.
So, anyway, that is yesterday's poll question. So, Tennessee is the upset that most think will happen in the first round. Today's poll question on X at 1080 The Fan is, what is the strangest sports hire? Prime at Colorado, Belichick at UNC, J.J. Redick with the Lakers, or Doug Gottlieb to Wisconsin Green Bay?
I'm sorry. It's that. There's no other. It's,
I mean, they're all strange.
Did you see, by the way, when he benched his best player?
Who, Gottlieb?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't see that.
So I guess this was Gottlieb, and this was maybe a week or two ago, and so it was early in the season, but Gottlieb had the leading scorer in the country on his team. And his team sucks, by the way.
Wisconsin-Green Bay. But he's also hosting his radio show.
He has to keep his radio show.
Yeah. Still doing it. Have you seen his schedule, by the way?
No.
Look up his schedule.
They play a tough skeddy?
No.
They're like his daily schedule.
His daily schedule.
Oh.
This jackhole. It's,
I have seen it.
It's unbelievable. So he's got he had the number one scorer in the country, and he benched him for an entire game. And said, I only get to do this once, and we're going to do it my way, and I'm going to play the guys that are doing what I am asking them to do. And he started talking about how this was his only opportunity. He would never get another one. And I'm like, if this is your only opportunity, why are you still doing your show? But he benched his leading scorer for the entire game. They lost by 20-something.
He looks terrible. I'm looking at pictures. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
On the sideline. Like, it's possible he has not slept.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, it's.
Here's his schedule. They have a little thing here. They went and played Ohio State recently.
Mm-hmm.
And tip off was a 7 o'clock p.m. It was a Monday night, I think. 7 a.m. wake up. That's not too bad.
Yeah, 7.
I'm up before he is. Lazy ass.
Slacker.
Coffee with staff, 7:30. That sounds like a delight. Workout, 8. Breakfast at 9, shoot around 10, noon, arrive at hotel, 2, tape a podcast, 3, he does his radio show,
mm-hmm.
5, he's off the air, 7 o'clock, they tip.
That's it. Sure, it's just...
Seamless, right from the radio to the hardwood.
What's their record when he's not benching their only good player?
No idea. Let me look.
By the way, Saturday down south, I just was looking to see, because I'm sure some people would have ranked... So I've got Saturday on South. It was just a blog, and they went by numbers and analytics, and then I looked at actual draft stocks. So they have Gabriel 1. They go Kevin Jennings, SMU 2.
Oh, okay.
They went Klubnik 3, Will Howard 4, Riley Leonard 5.
Will Howard.
No love for our boy Sammy.
Yeah, I can't get behind Will Howard being 4. Who'd you say is 5th?
Leonard. What did I just say?
Oh, Leonard.
Riley Leonard.
I'm okay with all of that. Yeah. I mean, Jennings, I haven't seen enough of him, but... I saw his. I mean, he's dynamic. You could tell in the Clemson game, but Will Howard.
Will Howard,
a top five quarterback in this tournament. You think so? Do you think that?
I think at times he's looked that way, and then other times I think it's been whoa, Nelly, it looks terrible. Now if we're going with from NFL draft stock, they've put it together, and they have Kevin Jennings, the SMU quarterback. He's 10th, the worst quarterback in the whole thing.
Not even close.
It's Boise State. It's Maddox.
Maddox.
And he just doesn't.
Or Madsen? What's his name? Maddox Madsen?
Maddox Madsen.
Yeah.
He has 6 siblings, and they're all named after M baseball players.
Yeah. Okay. And he's just a small guy, not a big arm. He's a Boise State quarterback.
They are 2-8, by the way, Wisconsin, Green Bay.
Yeah.
They do have 2 wins.
Hey. So they're going off, if you go off of NFL pedigree, Drew Aller is 1.
Okay. I don't really care about that.
Dylan Gabriel 2.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Well, remember, they still think there's not many NFL quarterbacks here. Then they go Quinn Ewers, and then they go Rourke. I'm telling you, there's not many NFL guys in this tournament.
I get that, but Gabriel is better NFL prospect than Quinn Ewers? They were talking about Quinn Ewers as the number one pick.
He has fallen down boards a lot.
I don't. Who did that?
That was the 33rd team.
They're morons.
So,
and by the way, that Ohio State game.
Yeah.
Wisconsin Green Bay lost 102-69. But hey, he did a show.
Hey,
text line saying the kid missed a shoot around practice, didn't have an excuse, and so that's why he benched him.
Yeah, you got to have discipline, man. You got to have discipline.
Hey, he's only got one shot of this. He's going to do everything he can except quit his other job.
I'm serious. Why would they hire him? Why?
He's got nothing else. I mean, because there was no other. Who else has taken that job? I don't know.
Probably a real basketball coach, maybe?
Probably. But that's the problem.
To answer your question, maybe a real coach?
If you hire a real coach and he's good there, he just leaves anyways. Although Gottlieb would too, so I don't know.
Gottlieb's going to die. What happens first? A good coach comes in, coaches well, and leaves, or Gottlieb dies on the job?
No one knows. But doesn't it say something, going back to this, that there is no consensus outside of Dylan Gabriel being the best college quarterback? Dude, it is throw a dart and pick a quarterback. To your point, this is set up so well for Oregon to win the whole stinking thing because there's not another quarterback that you're staring at where you're like, oh boy, I don't want to play him.
I think it's because we're Oregon and we know, and I say we because, you know, we know well the history. Yeah. Nobody wants to be too cocky.
No.
Okay, you can't be too cocky.
No.
You're,
you know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
But it sets up well.
And I think everybody knows that. But I feel like everyone's trying to be cool about it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, hey, you know, hey.
Because they saw what happened with Washington.
Yeah.
And I don't mean last year. I mean, like, going from, you know, powerhouse in the 90s to winless.
Yeah. It goes quick.
So you don't want to get too, I think Duck fans smart. They don't want to get too cocky here. But I think we all secretly are looking around going, are they going to win it all? Because I think they might.
I got another list that's got Ewers 10th.
What?
In the playoff?
In the playoff.
Come on. He's not that. I mean, look,
no,
I get it.
No, he's not that bad.
We want more out of him, but he is not 10th.
Well, I honestly think a lot of people are falling in love because of what Drew Aller did in the Big Ten title game. Again, recency bias.
Okay, we got to run. Coming up, that's your poll question. Vote on it. Vote hard on X at 1080 The Fan. What is the strangest sports hire? Prime to Colorado, Belichick to North Carolina, Reddick to the Lakers, or Gottlieb to Wisconsin Green Bay? We'll come back and talk about Belichick. It is official. He is headed to North Carolina. Next on The Fan, here is Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, it looks like Bill Belichick is going to be the coach in North Carolina, which is very strange.
Beyond bizarre. I mean, when that first, like, he popped up as an option, it was so bad that everyone had to report, no, this is not leverage, like, he's actually talking about this. But to see this come to fruition, the demands, the funding, the bringing his son is the coach in waiting. You want to talk about how desperate North Carolina is? I give you this.
So the details of his contract have been released, or at least leaked.
Yeah.
3 years, $30 million. So that puts him, $10 million a year puts him in the top 10 of highest paid college coaches.
And it's really not about his salary. It sounds like he is demanding a massive overhaul of the way North Carolina does business. One of the college football writers that I saw today said that North Carolina had an NIL budget somewhere between $4 and $6 million, and that Bill is demanding one of 20, and that if he takes the job, it is understood that North Carolina will fund that at $20 million.
Well, is there any coach worth his weight in, you know, that isn't going to ask for better NIL? I mean, that's what coaches know, that's what it takes to compete.
Yeah, it's the only
And if
thing.
You have any leverage,
yes.
I don't care who you are. I mean, Lance Leipold, for God's sakes, did this at Kansas. Yeah. You're going to ask for that. That is going to be
It's just weird that North Carolina was sitting there at 4 with Mac. I mean, if you're Mac Brown, you're like, what the hell, man? Like, you want me to win with a $4 million NIL budget? And now Bill says, snap my fingers. And so
you got
to
ask.
You're paying Bill 10. You're going 20 for the NIL. You're going 20 whatever for the revenue sharing.
Or demand, I guess.
Demanding. And then Bill's going all coaching staff and recruiting staff. He wants a general manager that's a sitting general manager at another school that you're going to have to buy out. I mean, honestly, if you're Bill, you're looking like you're asking for a $100 million investment, and North Carolina is just like, yeah.
Well, they have a lot of money, don't they?
Well, I would think, but it's also weird that they haven't done it before now. But you're doing it for a 72-year-old Bill Belichick.
Well, he is. Okay, so I'll make the case for Belichick. It's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
But he is the greatest NFL coach of all time.
Not even close.
I mean, like, is there anybody more respected when it comes to just flat-out football knowledge than Bill Belichick?
No.
So you start there, and then you look at your history, and you say, you got to go way back. You got to go back to, like...
They've never really been...
The first Mac Brown tenure.
And even that, like, I think they...
Since then, they haven't won 10 games but one time, dude. That goes from 1997, where they went 11-1 under Mac Brown, to now... They have won 10 games or more once, and that was with Larry Fedora. So they're pissed off. And, you know, look, I just think every school has a breaking point. Kansas certainly had it, where you just say, look, I'm tired of this. We're tired of this. What do we need? Phil Knight had this. What do we need to do to compete?
Yeah,
I am willing to do whatever it takes to compete. Well, that appears to be where North Carolina is, because they're like, look, this, we got to go a different direction. I think the Deion Sanders hire is certainly
desperate like that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know about desperate, but it's certainly out of the box. And I think it made people perk up around the country and go, well, okay, we don't always have to hire the next hot OC that will leave in 3 years anyway. So with Belichick sitting out there, I mean, he's one, his whole pitch in his 400-page manifesto, or whatever the hell it is, dossier.
They call it the Bible.
Is, and look, I mean, that's pretty extensive.
Yeah.
To write 400 pages.
Yeah, everyone has one of those. I think Bill's is probably just a little more detailed.
But he's saying, hey, I'm going to run this as this revolutionary 4-year NFL camp, which I kind of roll my eyes at, in the sense that, oh, okay, Bill Belichick at the age of 72 is just going to come in and revolutionize college football.
Yeah.
No. But with his pedigree, and depending on who he brings in around him, plus resources that they're willing to throw behind him, I mean, you could do a lot worse than having that guy be your leader. The problem is he's 72.
Yeah, he's got there.
So how many years does he have?
3 to 4 years. And so I'm assuming that it's really, and this is where I wonder, but if you're North Carolina, it's the same thing as Colorado, maybe, and I didn't think North Carolina was in the same situation that Colorado was. Colorado was just desperate for anything. So might as well, right? Nothing good was coming, but I didn't view North Carolina as that. But
well, Sumrall did not go there.
Yeah.
I think they wanted Sumrall.
Yeah.
He's the guy from Tulane. Is a hotshot, young, up-and-coming Dan Lanning type of coach. And I don't think they could get him.
No.
And so once he stayed, and then there were, I mean,
but that's what I wonder. If you rolled out the same sort of, and maybe this is North Carolina's point, we wouldn't roll that out for Sumrall, we will for Bill, but I just wondered, did Sumrall turn down that job because he looked at the NIL, he looked at the resources and was like, you guys aren't committed. So was that a wake-up call for North Carolina, or were they not willing to do that for the up-and-coming coach and they're doing it for Bill? I just wonder, when Bill comes in, like, is it going to be like, why am I bother recruiting high school players? I'm not going to be here long enough to even see those guys come through my program. Is Bill going to be an exclusive portal guy a la Dion and just be like, I'm not around? Or because he's bringing in his son, do they still try to build a long-term thing there? It's a weird situation.
Well, I have to think that knowing him, you know, he is a personnel guy, but he's also not like the most, you know, obviously sitting in living rooms with families and kids.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that's his strong suit, right?
No.
So because of that, I have to think that, yes, he's about, I think he's probably a guy that says, I'm going to have all these people around me and I'm going to identify who I want. Here's who I want. Here's how we build a championship team. You go get him. And if you need me to come in at the end, it's probably pretty cool to have Bill Belichick call you on the phone, right?
I will say
but I don't think he's like the main boots on the ground recruiter guy.
Right? There's no way Bill's sitting in, like, Bill is notoriously a prick to rookies. And if you hate dealing with NFL rookies, what is that going to be like when you're dealing with an 18-year-old kid? Remember when Saban walked away from coaching, and he said one of the things that broke him was he had four players that weren't even starters on his team come in and say, I need more money or I'm leaving. And he's like, yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm going to be fascinated. I'm not saying it won't work. I'm skeptical, but I'm going to be fascinated the first time that a 19-year-old kid goes into Bill Belichick in his eight Super Bowl rings and tells Bill, that's not the way I do things, and you're going to have to talk to my representative, and I need more money, or I'm going to go somewhere else.
Well, there's a lot of coaches who wouldn't put up with that and don't, and he's probably one of them.
Yeah.
They're probably out of there.
It's going to be really, really interesting. I would tell you what, North Carolina, much like Dion, just became one of the top five most interesting things in college football. Maybe this is the brilliance of North Carolina. No one gave a rip about that program until right now, and now all eyes will be on.
Yeah, that's right. All right, more on this. We'll wrap it up. Bill Belichick to North Carolina. And, I got to tell you, there's one other old retread that's coming back. We'll get to that next as well on The Fan. Yeah, Belichick to North Carolina. Sounds like his kid, you know, the holdup. They've been negotiating this for a long time.
Yeah, for a while.
Sounds like the whole thing was took a while because it's pretty complex in the sense that, you know, obviously Bill's old, so the coach in waiting, we haven't heard this yet, but it could be Stephen Belichick, who is the defensive coordinator of UW.
Sure seems like that was a deal breaker for Bill, so the fact that they said that this is going to happen.
So they did say that. That's part of the deal?
That's part of the deal.
Okay, I hadn't seen that yet. And then they, you know, obviously expanding NIL. Look, I can't be convinced that Belichick's preference isn't the NFL.
Well, of course not.
I can't be convinced.
He doesn't have a job.
So, because he's so close to the all-time wins record.
Yeah.
This is such a weird thing, but I think he's just obviously the guy wants to get back into coaching.
Yeah.
And so then he talks to North Carolina and they're like, well, Bill, what do you think? What's it going to take? And he's like, well, probably, and he's probably telling him this, but in his head, he's like, well, I want to go to the NFL, but if I'm going to go to coach college, I'm going to need this, 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 and this. Well, North Carolina gave it to him.
Sure.
And if you want to make the case, if you think about college football and the way it's changed, and I know up here we're so close to the Oregon program and how Dan Lanning is doing it, but you don't have to be like Dan Lanning in order to recruit well. It's almost operationally, it feels like athletic departments, depending on how they're structured, are working more like NFL teams every day now. I mean, they're hiring GMs.
Yep.
So Belichick can, you know, if I have NFL potential and I'm a player, the idea of playing for Bill Belichick is definitely an intriguing one.
But he's only going to be there for
Well, but that's where I think Steven comes in, and you say, okay, we have continuity built in here. Trust me, these guys. And then Bill's not the going to be the one really recruiting you. It's his stat. It's like, you know, Lanning told us one time, he said, all these people, have you seen the Oregon staff? How many people they have on staff?
That's everybody now.
And that's everybody. And all those people put together lists and of players to go get in the portal or high school players, and they put together film and they present it to Bill Belichick. Well, whose brain do you want looking over a list of players with skill sets and tape more so than Bill Belichick? He says, I want this, I want that. This guy's good. Let's do this. What is the character of this kid? You know, and he's got all these people feeding him that information. And he says, here's how I want to build it. Go get him.
Because in his Bible, it does say that the stuff that leaked, it's just in Bible, it's just his game plan. But they said that there's a salary cap budget.
It's his 400-page structure of how he wants a football organization to run.
Each position has a pay structure to it and what you're going to spend. And
look, of all the people that could put one of those together, dude, this guy, a little pedigree.
I'd be interested to see, too, because we've seen some guys struggle. I remember when Monty Kiffin, who's one of the best defensive coordinators of all time, he could not stop the spread in college. It was an abomination when he went down and worked with his son, Lane. So, you know, I mean, Stevie's been a year in college, so he did an okay job at Washington, so maybe that helps a little bit. But it's a completely different game and different schemes. But Bill is arguably the smartest football guy to ever walk the planet.
That's
so if you are going to bet on someone, I see why they're doing it. But I also can say that there's no way that a Tennessee or an Ohio State or a Penn State or Notre Dame goes with this. This is like
they
don't have to.
This is kind of
one of those, we're just throwing out a lifeline because we don't really have a lot of options.
You think he brings that Ernie Adams guy with him?
Who?
Ernie Adams. The old dude who's with him forever.
Yeah, didn't they say Ernie was like some sort of savant when it comes to, like, was it quarterbacks or was it, what was it? I don't know.
He was just like Bill's consigliere. He was his everything.
And I think he's older than Bill.
I also want to see, too, one of the reasons why Bill can't get an NFL job is Bill won't collaborate with anybody. He just won't. It's why he can't
get Bill's way.
And it's why it kind of melted down in New England. So,
well, this is going to be Bill's way.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. They're giving him everything.
It is going to be so fascinating to watch. I personally, if I'm betting, does this work? I would say no. But I want to watch the hell out of it. I hope they do a hard knock sort of thing, or, you know, all or nothing with this. I want to see Bill relate to a bunch of NIL kids.
Well, Bill's a smart dude, and I have to think, I don't know if it'll work or not, but I have to think the devil's in the details. The devil is in the detail of who he surrounds himself with.
And what can they do in the portal? You got to get a massive influx in talent.
I mean, you got to have some good recruiters there, right? Don't you? I mean, you've still got to go convince the kids. Yep. But then you got the collectives. This is why I say it works more like a front office now. You got collectives that come in that can seal a deal for you. You don't even have to have Bill Belichick there.
It's kind of what Arizona State tried to do with Herm.
But with way more resources.
Way more resources.
And I think that's the key.
And Herm was kind of an idiot and Bill is not.
Well, I don't think Herm had any sort of plan. He just says,
that's why
Herm
I say
Edwards,
Herm's
and he struts
kind of
into a room and he says, you should listen to me because I'm a former NFL coach. Yeah. Bill has a clear plan here, and it's probably, I'm guessing, when Bill sits down and let's say you're the AD at North Carolina,
it's probably pretty
and Bill Belichick sits right over there and tells you his plan, it's probably pretty juicy.
Yeah.
And you're going, oh.
Well, there was that idea that Saban, for all those years, when he sat down with those college kids, he said that even though, you know, how did Saban get all those kids? Well, and you paid for them, but everyone does that. But there was a reverence for Saban, and people would do a Saban discount. And I wonder if Bill, with these kids, rolls out 8 Super Bowls, and I wonder if he has some of that same cachet, even though he hasn't done it at this level. And by the way, we'll find out real soon. You'll find out in the first year, because Deion had it. Deion brought some kids. That dude had a gravitational pull, and it helped that his son and Travis Hunter came with him, but does Bill have that gravitational pull? We'll find out real, real soon.
What if the NFL comes calling for him next year? That's what I think is interesting about this. I can't.
Then it'll be his job to convince them that Steve's ready.
Yeah.
Right?
Bill doesn't. Look, at the end of the day, we all know Bill does not want this job. Bill wants to. The
well,
NFL
he obviously
job.
Does. He took it.
No, he doesn't. He wants the NFL job and he wants Shula's record. But I think this just goes to show you that there's not an NFL job waiting for Bill. Because if there was, or he felt good about it, he is not taking this job.
All right. Coming up. I have to tell you one other thing. Are you ready for this?
I am.
Big hot news?
Please.
Well, I think it's interesting, and we can talk about this on the other side of the break, but the super hot coaching carousel that we're used to, is very tame.
Yeah, it doesn't really, doesn't seem that hot.
It's not hot.
No.
I mean, you have the Belichick news. Other than that,
yeah.
Purdue hired Barry Odom.
Okay.
Feeling hot.
That's it.
Yeah. Pretty lame.
Scott Frost went back to UCF. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody saw that.
No, Billy Napier didn't get canned. And
did you see who else is coming back?
Mendenhall is at Utah State.
The great Rich Rod.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Is he going back to Morgantown?
West Virginia.
He has been hired.
Yeah.
By West Virginia.
Which, by the way, is a really good hire for them.
You think so?
Yeah. Rich Rod did a nice job there. Probably should have never left.
Yeah. Well, he did. And now he's back. So anyway, we can talk about the coaching carousel and what's left of it on the other side of the break. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. How do you feel about that?
Meow.
Except now the NBA Cup is starting, so our focus...
I can't focus on anything.
This will wane.
Hee-hee. Mad you done.
Maybe we can get Peter to start working on the... on the signal.
Can we talk about the Blazers? Can we talk about the trade deadline?
Sounds like Peter may have been working on the signal in the morning and at the beginning of our show today.
Way to go, Pete.
Again with the...
Did you see the text line when we first started the show?
It said it was
flicking in and out.
It happened when I was driving and listening to Danny and Dusty.
Let's be fair to Peter. That may not be him.
That may be what he's trying to fix.
Look, from now on, I think we can put this solely on the shoulders of Peter. We don't know who Peter is.
Yeah, we do know who Peter is.
We do?
I know who Peter is. I've been told about Peter.
Have you met him?
No, but I've,
is he new?
Okay. Peter, slow down.
Why don't we break and come back and talk about Peter?
Well, no, the only thing I can tell you is that we, here at Odyssey, because we have so much money, somebody has to pay for Sook's salary.
An Odyssey station.
We eliminated our engineering department, except for one in-house guy.
Yeah.
And we farm out engineering now.
Yeah.
So we have...
We farm this out to Peter?
Peter is one of our farmed out engineers. In other words, they're not on site, but if we need engineering, we call them.
That's why I've never met him.
They're like contract engineers. Mm. So in Odyssey's infinite wisdom, and they are wise, we have decided to take engineering out of house. And it's a stunner that's what happens when you do that, is that Peter... I don't even know if he knows he's working on a radio station. He's just
out there.
I think sent to a transmitter.
Yeah,
he's out there banging around a tower.
What is this?
I don't know what it's transmitting.
But I'll
fix it. I don't
know
if it's transmitting.
Smooth sailing here.
All right, more hot sports talk coming up next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.